The Road to Hope builds self-sustaining communities through partnering with individuals and organizations in the U.S. and Haiti to learn and build mutually supportive relationships. Rich and Lisa Harris founded The Road to Hope in 2009 after visiting and realizing that there was a need there. Joining me now is Catherine Beeson, who is the Director of Community Education for the Colorado Symphony. Welcome, Catherine.
Glad to be here.
So this is the second year that The Road to Hope has brought musicians here to perform with the symphony. Tell me a little bit about how this got started.
Well, you know, it's a really heartwarming story, and I don't want to start at the very, very beginning of all time, but I will tell you that Zach Harris has been involved with music since he was a very young person. And part of that, he started taking lessons on the string bass from one of our symphony musicians. So he knew that the Colorado Symphony was interested in helping young musicians, and he had this idea to start this youth orchestra in Haiti, and initially reached out to us all those years ago to collect instruments and bits and pieces of instruments that could be used for repairs and things like that in this small community in Haiti. And so we were very happy to oblige. And then for the past 2 years, we've really ramped up our partnership and collaboration on this so that it's kind of like an exchange program. Really what we're doing is creating a mentorship pipeline. We started by sending three of our musicians to Mirabelais to work with the musicians there and with the primary instructor there. In two ways, to improve their instrumental skills and also to give them some pedagogical tips so that they could, the older students there could help the younger students there as well. And in that way, there's a mentorship pipeline that we leave in place from the short time that we can spend there. And then try and stay in touch with them over the course of the year. And that seemed like a pretty good idea, but wouldn't it be great if we could complete that loop in terms of the exchange factor and have three of those students come here to work with us further? So, you know, we don't do anything halfway at the Colorado Symphony, and that's true also with Road to Hope. If we're going to do a thing, we're going to do it right, and we're going to do it up. So the students have opportunities last time and this time to observe the orchestra, to sit in the rehearsal with the symphony, to play with our musicians, to perform with our musicians, to learn from our musicians, and be able to take those ideas back to their community when they return. This year, they also got an opportunity to observe two different youth orchestras in our community, the Denver Young Artists Orchestra and the El Sistema Colorado program. So they're just really gathering up as much as they can from our people and from the surrounding community while they're here. It's really kind of the least we can do, and it's a very exciting program.
It sounds like it. How do the students in Haiti, how did they find out about the Road to Hope?
Zach's parents, Rich and Lisa Harris, started this wonderful organization, the support organization Road to Hope. And when he was getting to be around 11, 12 years old, he really wanted to head his own portion of a project while his parents were, you know, doing their thing. And he thought maybe one of the schools that they were helping to build might need a soccer field or something like that. And so he pitched this idea. And they said, but you're a musician, aren't you? And he said, sure, yeah. And they said, well, could we have an orchestra? And he told me this story, and he was a little sheepish about it. It was very sweet. Because he said, you know, truthfully, I was really excited that they asked for that since I don't know anything about soccer. So it's it just goes to show you that, you know, the connections can be made in ways that are surprising. And clearly there was a need, there was a desire for music instruction. When Zach brought the first set of instruments to Haiti, he kind of set up what the pictures, the photographs that I've seen look a little bit like a lemonade stand. And he had instruments, he had violins and cellos. And there was a long line of students in the photos that I've seen just waiting for a chance, for the first chance, to touch these instruments, to try them out, even for just a few minutes. And Zach sat at that table for hours until the line was gone. So the need is great, and the desire is great, and the interest is great. And Zach Harris and his parents through Road to Hope have really created the beginning of something really wonderful that can live on after them. And that's really what we're hoping for with the Colorado Symphony Collaboration as well.
Because not only are music and the arts a part of this, education and community and making sure that the children get three good meals a day or at least get a good meal. I mean, they're just kind of focused on just brightening the futures and helping children and communities break the cycle of poverty by empowering people of all ages to dream, aspire, and achieve.
I can't agree more, Susan. And the thing that is so great about an organization like Road to Hope, which is really, you know, creating infrastructure, physical infrastructure, reaching out to an organization like the Colorado Symphony, is that we can now provide cultural infrastructure. And really, you can't have one without the other. And this is a way to make community wherever we go and to reach and make that bridge from Colorado to Mirabelais is just an astonishing thing.
Okay. That's beautiful.
My name's Helen McDermott, and I'm a violist with the Colorado Symphony as well as being the string specialist that the symphony has sent for the past 2 years to work with the students in Mirabelais. So I've been there 2 years in a row, 2016 and 2017. I think they're drawing in younger and younger students. I think it was a little bit random at the beginning who was playing, and as you can see, some of these students were already a little bit older when they started. Now we're seeing younger and younger players, and with the mentorship of these older, more advanced players, we're starting to see development of much younger students who can be much more skilled at a younger age. So that's mm-hmm. part of the really big excitement of the partnering and the mentorship that they're able to provide through our help.
And so how, I'm curious, how, where do the instruments come from? Do you have an instrument drive?
We have collected a lot of instruments from members of the Colorado Symphony who have reached out to people they know. And I want to say that there have been a number of shops in town that have been really supportive of this. Golden Music has donated a lot of bows and violins, violas, of both in 2016 and in 2017. Fletcher Hinton also made donations, but many other individuals and shops have also helped us.
Tell me about the students you're working with. When you meet them, have they been playing the instruments for a while?
When we first went to Mirabelais in 2016, we had a core group of students who had been playing for several years, and they were able to play the instruments to some extent, but they have very little exposure to people who actually play their own instruments. Most of the time they're working with their orchestra instructor, who's a trumpet player, and does a phenomenal job of getting violinists and cellists started. I don't know how he does it, but he doesn't really play those instruments. So our presence there was really important in 2016 to give some hands-on instruction to students in the strings, winds, and brass. And that first year, what really struck me was how motivated and talented these students were, but how little instruction they had had. So the difference that we saw between 2016 and 2017 was phenomenal. I can take specific examples of students that we have here with us right now. Fencia, the cello player, was very shy and clearly had some skill on the cello, but it was rudimentary and she needed a lot of attention. And the difference between 2016, when I met her for the first time and worked with her that week, then they came here during the winter, and then I went back in 2017 to work again. Here is an outgoing, helpful young woman who is basically running the cello department for me by tuning the instruments of the other cellists, by mentoring all of the younger cellists. So now I think we can feel confident that we'll have a crop of cellists coming along because of Fencia's hard work with symphony musicians and then passing it on to the younger students. Likewise, Peter, who's here, a violinist, was very enthusiastic, but just plagued by technical problems in playing and has made this shift from someone who was maybe a little awkward but trying really hard to somebody who's got solid technique and is playing at a much higher level and is taking a real leadership role with the group.
Thank you, Helen McDermott. Joining me now is Peter Clairvoyant. He is one of the first students who joined the school. Peter, I'm interested, what made you choose the violin to be your instrument of choice?
Okay, hello. It's a pleasure for me to be there for that interview. So, I chose the violin and the first camp who the 80 Youth Orchestra went at Kenj. So, I didn't know if it is a violin. We were about 5 students who went in this camp. So, the two first students take the cello because it is bigger than the violin. So me, when I went to take my instrument to pick up it, so I just pick up the little instrument. So, and when I arrived in the camp, I see it's a violin, and they learn me how to play. It's here I begin in the instrument.
And how old were you when you started?
16 years old.
Did anybody in your family play music?
No, I'm the first. We are two in the family who play music. We am me, Peter, and my sister, Francia. And now I have 3 sisters and 1 brother. So they are younger than me. And a little sister and my little brother are now in the Haiti Youth Orchestra. They are in the theory phases.
That's wonderful. So now you'll all be playing music together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. David Marcellus is a trumpet player. And tell me, how old were you when you started with the orchestra?
Okay. The first year when Zach went in 80 with the first 7 instruments, I didn't have opportunity to have one. But after he come back with a wind instrument, trumpet and trombone, sax, well, I have opportunity to take a trumpet, and I started to play it. I love it.
Good, good. And how has it been performing with the symphony? Were you here last year to play?
Yes, I was here last year.
Yes. Is it exciting for you to get to meet all
exciting.
These? Yeah, yeah. Well, it's very nice to meet you, and now we're going to listen to you perform.
Thank you. Nice to meet you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.